Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Government shutdown enters its second week. We have the story.
Woman seen on Wichita doorbell video has been found safe. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The design phase for three road projects in the city of Wichita will start soon. And there's a major water project slated near the current water treatment plant. We have the scoop coming up.
KNSS has breaking news. A person is critically injured now. A mini bike crash in West Wichita. This occurred in the intersection of Carr and Lark near 13th and Mays around 6:45 this morning, a little over an hour ago. One person critically injured, believed to be a woman of 19 to 20 years old. She was hit by a work truck whose driver is cooperating with authorities. Again, that's near 13th and Mays in West Wichita. Someone is critically injured there. Wichita police say a woman claiming to be the individual in a Ring video has been found safe.
Police say she called investigators at around 3 Tuesday afternoon. She was identified as a 35-year-old woman who lives in the area where the video was captured. Officers immediately responded to her location and transported her to City Hall to make a statement. At this stage of the investigation, police say they believe the incident is a case of domestic violence, where the woman was victimized by her boyfriend. They stated that she does not have any significant injuries. The case will now be presented to the district attorney's office for formal charging consideration. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The government shutdown enters day 15.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries slamming GOP leadership for canceling votes again this week.
House Republicans are on vacation. House Democrats are on duty here in Washington, D.C.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has said he'll bring the House back as soon as the Senate reopens the government. Republicans are pushing a stopgap measure that would fund the government into November. But Democrats want to negotiate a deal on the Affordable Care Act tax credits that are set to expire at the end of the year, while Republicans believe that's an issue that should be dealt with separately. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Hamas returned the remains of 4 more Israeli hostages Tuesday, leaving 20 bodies still unaccounted for. Fox's Jennifer Griffin in Tel Aviv.
Israeli police bowed their heads to show respect as the deceased hostages were taken to the forensics lab in Tel Aviv for identification. Israel returned 45 Palestinian corpses late Monday. It must return 15 dead Palestinians for every Israeli who was killed and returned. In Gaza, Hamas terrorists continued carrying out extrajudicial killings in public squares of those they suspect of collaborating with Israel and clans they think could threaten their authority.
An Israeli military agency threatened to cut aid to Gaza in half because Hamas had still not returned all of the remains. All of the hostages were supposed to be brought back by Monday under the peace proposal, though Hamas had warned the destruction in Gaza would make it hard to do so. The designs for three major road projects in Wichita will start soon, along with improvements to the city's underground water storage tanks.
The designs will cost $1.75 million for the projects on 13th Street North from Gatewood to Webb Road, Pawnee from Greenwich to 127th Street East, and the Mosley Bridge at Chisholm Creek. The projects will come back to the council for approval before construction begins. Improvements are coming for underground water storage tanks near the current water treatment plant. Gary Jansen with Public Works says future issues could occur if improvements aren't made.
We would be risking potentially having looking at boil water advisories in the future because of water quality.
Work should be completed in the first quarter of 2027 at a cost of $16.6 million. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will hear a report from Dr. Sherry Hutash, president of the Campus of Applied Science and Technology at Wichita State University, better known as WSU Tech. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
Well, I'm really excited about what they're doing and her partnership with USD 259 and Future Ready Schools for some accreditation for kids when they graduate high school. They get an associate's degree in advanced manufacturing or healthcare. There's just so much going on there.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance with Stephen 10 in the Morning here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:06, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And in sports, coming up in just a little bit, we'll tell you all about something that's going on at Texas Tech that involved the KU game last weekend and a police investigation.
An inmate in Missouri executed last night. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. A death row inmate in Missouri was executed Tuesday night after the state's governor denied his clemency petition. The Missouri Department of Corrections says 48-year-old Lance Shockley was executed. Officials had previously said he would be executed by lethal injection. Shockley was convicted of first-degree murder for fatally shooting a Missouri State Trooper in 2005. Florida continues to lead the nation in executions.
A man convicted of the 1996 killings of two women whose bodies were left in a rural pond has been put to death in a record 14th execution in Florida this year. 72-year-old Samuel Lee Smithers was pronounced dead following a lethal injection at Florida State Prison near Stark Tuesday. Smithers was convicted in 1999 of two counts of first-degree murder and sentenced to death. When asked if he had a final statement, he responded, "No, sir." Florida is planning to carry out two more executions later this month and next. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A federal judge accuses the Trump administration of trying to bully states over FEMA funding.
Attorneys general from 20 Democrat-led states say the Trump administration is violating the judge's previous ruling that it was unconstitutional for the Department of Homeland Security to attach immigration enforcement conditions to disaster relief funding already approved by Congress. And U.S. District Judge William Smith agrees, writing that new condition language attached to disaster grants is not a good faith effort to comply with his order, instead calling it a ham-handed attempt to bully the states into making promises they have no obligation to make. The judge giving DHS 7 days to amend the documents. The government has argued DHS is well within its rights to warn states of conditions in case the original ruling is overturned on appeal. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Justice Department has seized a record $15 billion in Bitcoin in the largest forfeiture in U.S. history.
Agents targeted the Prince Holding Group in connection with a crypto scam based out of Cambodia, but they are still looking for the 37-year-old ringleader who is charged with running forced labor scam compounds across the country, where workers were violently disciplined. Images of beatings included in the unsealed indictment. Prosecutors say the company was a front for one of Asia's largest criminal enterprises. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident being reported out there. This is pretty close to Kellogg and Hillside. Now, this is on Hillside, northbound lanes. And in that area, we've actually got some really heavy traffic up at the intersection at Douglas and Hillside. So a lot of traffic in the area. Traffic volume still fairly heavy out there. traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Well, maybe not summer, but today will feel more like September. Mostly sunny and warmer, high 83, south wind 10 to 15, mostly clear and 60 overnight. Becoming partly cloudy, breezy on Thursday, high around 80. Back in the low 80s on Friday with a good chance of evening storms will cool things off this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 63 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We had a mostly cloudy, rainy day across South Central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature, 82 degrees, normal high 72, and rainfall measured at Eisenhower Airport as of midnight, 11 hundredths of an inch, just over 1/10 of an inch of rain there, and spotty totals around the area as usual. Kansas GOP leaders shutting down the state's Young Republicans chapter following leaked chats that included racist and anti-Semitic messages. The messages, among thousands between young GOP leaders nationwide, were exchanged via Telegram. Politico reported on the messages and their content, naming two Kansas Young Republican leaders, Chair Alex Dwyer and Vice Chair Will Hendricks. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach provided a statement in which he confirmed the firing of Hendricks, who was a member of his staff. So quite an embarrassing situation for them this morning. Now, on a lighter note, the Wallet Hub has released its report on the states most and least affected by the 2025 government shutdown to add some hard data to all of the rhetoric. The Wallet Hub compared the 50 states and the District of Columbia in terms of five key metrics, ranging from each state's share of federal jobs to federal contract dollars per capita to the share of families receiving food stamps. You might think with all of our aircraft and so forth that we have a lot of federal business coming our way and a lot of federal dollars flooding into Kansas. It has never been so. We've always been, and in all my memory, Kansas has always been on the short end of the stick when it comes to federal dollars coming back to the state. Number one affected by all these layoffs, federal dollars, District of Columbia. Of course, a lot of government workers, many government workers there. Number two is Hawaii. And then you've got New Mexico, Alaska. Oklahoma comes in ninth on the list. They're near the top of those most affected by the shutdown. Kansas, where do we come in? We come in at number 44. Out of the 50, we are at 44, down near the bottom. So far, the tariffs and all of the business has, or the shutdown, the government shutdown, excuse me, has not affected us all that dramatically.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's good, huh?
I suppose it is.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. We, let's see here. No, birthdays today. Sarah, the Duchess of York, is 66 years old today. Fergie used to be married to Prince Andrew, you know, and that's when she was really, really famous. Then she spent some time as a spokesperson for Weight Watchers, and that made her even famouser. And then her daughters are 9th and 12th in line for the throne with her granddaughters, Sienna and Athena, between them. And I don't know how that works, but she's her kids, grandkids, they could be the queen someday. How about that?
Well, it supposedly works. I don't necessarily know that it does specifically, but, you know, supposedly.
Yeah, today is National, what did I say it was, Grumpy Day?
Oscar the Grouch.
The Grouch Day. National Day. Grouch Day. Yeah.
National Grouch Day.
In honor of Oscar the Grouch and the trash can there. And we want to tell folks to embrace the Grouch that lives inside all of us. Each of us, all of us are Grouches to some extent.
Especially some of us.
Yes, especially some are worse than others. On this day, well, no one can stop us from complaining, being irritable, or wallowing in misery. Because that is what grouches do.
It is indeed.
I don't think that's true. I think grouches are just people who now and then become irritated because the rest of the world just can't quite keep up with them.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
They're shallow, judgmental people.
Wow.
8:17 now. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Now I'm getting called out.
Yeah. It's time for sports. Jad Chambers on the sports desk today. Okay, take it away, Jad.
Well, in sports today, we've got Kansas State coming off of a win over TCU. Now they're regrouping in a bye week ahead of the Sunflower Showdown. That's October 25th in Lawrence. And I'll talk about it tonight on the Chris Kleiman K-State Coaches Show. Tune in for some Wildcat talk tonight at 7 over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We've got law enforcement in the Big 12 looking into an incident that happened at last week's KU and Texas Tech college football matchup. It really wasn't all that good. Of course, Texas Tech, they have a tradition of tossing tortillas. They throw tortillas up in the air. Kind of stems from a day when one of the opposing team's commentators mentioned that Lubbock was just a place where they made tortillas. And so they sort of embraced that, and they started that. Well, it's kind of gotten out of hand, and now, according to a report from the Kansas City Star, a Texas Tech athletics official reported that a KU staff member turned over a pocket knife that he claimed had been thrown by someone in the crowd, and that knife had struck a KU staff member. Now, it was a closed pocket knife, so nobody was stabbed or had a sharp knife thrown at them, but still, that's a heavy enough object. The Jayhawks' loss to Texas Tech last weekend was marred by multiple penalties against the Red Raiders for fans throwing objects on the field. Admittedly, most of them just tortillas, but at least one of them in the third quarter being for an object that was reported to be, quote, a Swiss Army pocket knife that hit a KU staff member. Law enforcement pouring through all the video of the game. They're trying to identify the fan responsible. KU head coach Lawrence Leipold blasted the league's handling of the incident and the whole tortilla tradition in his post-game comments. He's very not happy about what happened there in Lubbock. The Big 12 has yet to make a public statement about the incident as that investigation is ongoing. A former KU basketball guard has been promoted to associate head coach. Jeremy Case joined head coach Bill Self's staff back in 2016. Named a full-time assistant coach in 2021, Case came to KU after four seasons as an assistant coach at Houston Baptist University. Prior to that, he spent three seasons as an assistant coach at Southeast Missouri State. Case was a member of Kansas's 2008 NCAA title team. The Wichita Thunder announced yesterday that San Jose Barracuda have loaned a goaltender, Matt Davis, and a defenseman, Jack Barr, to the Thunder ahead of the Thunder season opening Saturday at Intrust Bank Arena. Davis is entering the pro ranks after a collegiate career at the University of Denver, where he led the Pioneers to two NCAA championships. Jack Barr, native of Newmarket, Ontario, was a fifth-round pick for the Dallas Stars in the 2021 entry draft, and he played 1 year in the USHL with the Chicago Steel. Opening night, of course, as I mentioned, Saturday against the Allen Americans, and we have a chance for you to win some tickets. You can enter the keyword THUNDER to the short code 20357. You get one entry per day now through noon on Friday. Again, that is the keyword THUNDER to the short code 20357 for a chance to win tickets for the home opener of the Wichita Thunder. Message and data rates apply. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Yumpkin Pumpkin, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at Democrats' efforts to move to the left. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh here, 8:30 on this Wednesday morning and 63 degrees. Spirit AeroSystems is expected to hire an additional 600 workers by the end of the year.
This follows Wichita's agreement to extend the company's property tax exemptions until 2030. When the agreement was first announced in 2019, Spirit intended to hire 320 workers. However, they experienced a downturn during the COVID pandemic and the grounding of the 737 MAX following two air crashes. Now Boeing is preparing to ask the FAA to allow them to increase the production capacity for those jets. The deal is awaiting approval. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A juvenile accused of shooting a homeowner during an attempted car break-in last month in South Wichita has been released from a hospital and is facing formal charges. The 15-year-old boy was wounded after police say the 30-year-old homeowner, hospitalized in critical condition, returned fire. Teen was booked into the Sedgwick County Juvenile Detention Facility on charges that include attempted second-degree murder. The Sedgwick County TAG offices have merged into a single location at Douglas and Meridian. The county has also launched two satellite locations in Hayesville and downtown Wichita, by appointment only on those locations. Sedgwick County Treasurer Brandy Bailey says they are part of the reasons people are seeing a decrease in wait times at the main office.
By the end of the weekend, those calendars were completely booked. So all those people have now gotten an appointment at, at those two locations. So that has eliminated some of the people that may have been coming to wait in line.
Another satellite office is scheduled to open soon at the Sedgwick County Extension Office on West 21st. Los Angeles County is moving to help those hit by immigration raids.
The LA County Board of Supervisors voting to declare a state of emergency, allowing officials to provide rent relief for those financially impacted by federal immigration enforcement. The move also aims to provide those affected with legal aid and could lead to an eviction moratorium for those who have lost income. Supporters say the raids have sparked fear and forced businesses to shut down. Critics say the declaration will lead to legal action from the federal government and argue landlords are still recovering after an extended ban on evictions and rental increases during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The family of a man shot and killed by Milwaukee police is reacting to newly released video.
Milwaukee police released dashcam footage showing last week's deadly officer-involved shooting of Elijah Wilkes. Many were skeptical of the justified shooting narrative, but the recording seemed to back up the police story. Wilkes was involved in a fender bender with an off-duty cop. He then got out of his vehicle, smacked the officer in the face with a firearm, and that's when the two exchanged gunshots. Wilkes later died.
It was unimaginable, you know, what actually took place.
B. Ivory Lamar is the Wilkes family attorney. He says they agree the police shooting was justified. Tom Graham, Fox News.
ComCare of Sedgwick County, the health department, has a contract with a service called Pyxis. County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
They work with juveniles that are in the detention and corrections system, and they really work for rehab and therapy. And I was talking to Judge Jackie Kelly. She's a brand new judge for the district court. And she was telling me that about, and she does juvenile justice, about 65% of her caseload is with juveniles that have a mental health disorder or substance use or involved with addiction.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance with Stephen Head in the Morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Stephen Head in the Morning here on KNSS. Three big things. Gaza ceasefire appears to be holding, but Israel claims Hamas is still killing people in Gaza.
Two.
Government shutdown is in day 15 with no end in sight.
One.
Wichita police think they found the woman shown in that abduction video. She is not injured, and it looks like a domestic case. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume is really getting a lot thinner right now, and so things looking better on the roadways. Continue to watch for just a little bit of a slowdown in that road construction up by the North Junction. Right now, that ramp, the very narrow ramp, northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96, running a little slow. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 82 degrees, mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 61. And for Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 79 degrees. And now, partly cloudy, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 63 degrees at Wichita Sevier Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And the patio is ready and waiting for you. Love the Whiskey Lovers at the Monarch. Weather is now perfect for a taste of all your favorites. Bring your friends to the Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and then trading is underway on Wall Street. The Dow is trading up a little over 205 points. The S&P is up 43, and the NASDAQ trading up 157 points. Boeing Spirit Emerger passes a big obstacle. The Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. It's a key obstacle to the Boeing acquisition of Spirit AeroSystems, and it was lifted Tuesday when a European Commission gave its approval with one major stipulation. Boeing will be required to divest all of Spirit's Airbus work back to the French plane maker, which of course is Boeing's chief worldwide rival. That includes assets and personnel. Spirit must also sell its Malaysian facility, which supplies parts to Airbus. The company buying the Malaysian facility is called CTRM, and it will pay $95.2 million for it. With the European Union problem out of the way, Boeing's $8.3 billion takeover of Spirit seems on track, I underline seems, on track to be final by the end of the year. Wichita's Legend Senior Living is expanding again, now up to 74 properties nationwide after the addition of a 16th Florida property. The senior living provider says it has acquired Renaissance North Tampa, which offers independent living, assisted living, and memory care services on its 12-acre campus. Financial terms were not disclosed. That's three new properties for Legend in 2025, in addition to four properties it acquired in 2024. The company has properties in seven states and has four residences in Wichita, two on the east side, two on the west side. And two nonprofit hirings of note to tell you about, one of which is actually a promotion. HeartSpring, the Wichita nonprofit serving children with pediatric neurodevelopmental disorders, has promoted Dr. Cassie Carlson from chief psychiatrist to chief medical officer. That CMO title is a first for HeartSpring, and Carlson will provide clinical leadership and direct psychiatric care. Then at United Way of the Plains, longtime Wichita Human Resources executive Kara Hunt has been hired as Associate Vice President of Philanthropy. She was most recently at Vice President of HR at Delta Dental of Kansas. Now she will work to strengthen relationships at United Way of the Plains with major donors and advance planned giving initiatives. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk, today is, it's Global Hand Washing Day. You know, until COVID-19 happened, hand washing and its importance in helping prevent the spread of disease and diseases is something most of us probably never gave much thought to. But the global pandemic has really shone a light on the importance of hand washing. And now,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the flu season is here, and we are told by health experts that one of the keys is to keep your hands clean. And when you cough, just turn your head. How's that? But anyway, I simplify a little bit. Have you had a flu shot? Do you get flu shots?
I do get flu shots. I get my COVID booster, and I'm at the age where I just got my second shingles vaccine. And my, wasn't that fun.
Yeah, I had the same thing the other day. This has been three weeks ago, I guess, but I had the flu shot and the shingles up. I do not do the COVID anymore. But, yeah, that's does your arm get sore? Because mine really got sore on that shingle shot.
I didn't notice it during the day, but trying to sleep on it last night, boy, that it was kind of puffed up a little bit.
It'll be sore for about 3 or 4 days. So, yeah I can tell you because I've been there, done that. By the way, a business update brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. All right, Kirk, thanks for being with us. We will check with you again tomorrow morning here with Steve and Ted. Coming up on KNSS this morning, the Glenn Beck program. They're going to talk about the New York City mayor's race. And our top of the hour news this morning, Wichita police believe they have found the woman in that ring video. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the Odyssey app. It's free. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, all our shows today. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.